The Army Corps is holding meetings throughout the Great Lakes and Mississippi River basins to get public comment on 8 options to stop invasive species from moving between the two. In cities near the Great Lakes, most comments mention Asian carp getting into the lakes. But Steve Chaplin of Roseville, Minnesota, says he's worried about invasive species from the Great Lakes getting into the Mississippi. He says whatever option the Corps picks, it has to physically block access between the basins and needs to be in place fast.
It must stop species moving in both directions, and it must begin to reduce the impact as soon as possible. We agree that it needs to happen in the short term, in the next 2 to 4 years.
The Corps' options to keep invasive species from crossing over range from electrical barriers already in place in Chicago to physically separating the two water bodies. Most at yesterday's meeting in St. Paul favored physical separation, which the Corps said would cost more than $15 billion and take 25 years to complete. But doing that would have a big impact on commerce. Lee Nelson owns a barge company based in St. Paul called Upper River Services. He says closing the link would hurt interstate trade.
The inland waterway navigation system. So this is breaking a part of a system. As such, does it have an impact? It certainly does.
2 more public hearings will be held this month in St. Louis and New Orleans. After that, it will be up to Congress to make the next move. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.